welcome back to another episode of Grey's Academy. It's going to be a wild one. I already can tell. I can feel it in my bones like a storm brewing. We have an Ask Carmen Anything episode with four of my favorite people. Actually, I like all four of you guys better than I like Kelsey. Fuck Kelsey. Who cares?
Absolutely not. We're not doing that.
It's so great to see you guys. You have one half of your favorite hosts, but four of your favorite co-hosts here, special guest co-hosts. One on a repeat here. My name is Carmen, and it is a beautiful night for a podcast. Want to set some ground rules for anyone listening. If this is your first time for some reason and you found Grey's Academy, and this is for, again, the weirdest reason, the Ask Carmen Anything episode is your first ever time here. Hello, welcome. I would recommend going back and doing a re-listen like someone who is on this podcast. We'll get to it in a moment, but I'm going to lay some ground rules for everyone to listen to. Number one, this is a spoiler-free environment. There are fan questions. There are random people who I've never interacted with before questions. I'm going to be getting questions live on the spot and have no idea what's coming. But there's four guests that we have here, and I will introduce you guys to all of them. And they're going to tell us why they are Grey's Academy experts getting a to be a part of this this once in a lifetime event. But for all of you guys out there, and actually this is for you guys too, our guests, try to find ways to talk one at a time, because all of us talking at the same time does overload this a little bit. But this is going to be so much fun, and I'm going to kick it to Alicia first. Introduce yourself, and why are you a Grey's Academy expert?
Why do I feel like on a game show? I'm Alicia. I am the OG Grey's Academy, person. I think I was like the first person to subscribe to the Patreon. I do all the predictions. I've been around since the very beginning. So, yeah.
I love it. And actually, I think we have a very close second coming in a moment here.
Sure do.
Two of my all-time favorite people, and I have gotten to chat with Alicia before, but there's we'll get to this in a moment, but there's a very special person here who I'm getting to see live for the first time as well. So I'm really glad we were able to make this work. Without further ado, though, Katie, I spoiled this a little bit. You are on your second rewatch. You are absolutely climbing the ranks of Grey's Academy fandom here within our Patreon. Hello. Why are you an expert? Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Katie. I'm from Canada. I am a recent-ish Grey's Academy listener, but I have binged it completely, and now I'm going back through season one. And I'm a emergency room trauma nurse in Hamilton. So, and I also love Grey's Anatomy. So.
I love it. Yes, there's been a couple of times where I've gotten the messages from Katie, and she gives some really awesome insight. I know we've called it out a couple of times on the show, so really glad to have you here. Special shout out to next on the list. It is our very own Janisha. We have been ships passing in the night for so long. When you said that you were in on this, my heart fluttered. I'm so glad to finally have you here, face to digital face. Hello, introduce yourself, and why are you a Grey's Academy expert?
Hey, I am Janisha, and I love Grey's Anatomy. I have done, at the very minimum, 10 rewatches, but it's been probably 15. I just don't want to, but...
You're like, I don't want to catch my own strays. It's like, I can't do this right now.
Literally. And honestly, I had a little heart-wrenching story that Grey's Academy really filled a important void in my life that I was like really missing. Like, I used to listen to other podcasts, and I used to have a best friend that we were obsessed with Grey's Anatomy together. We would talk in circles and everything. And we broke up, and I literally had a whole void of, like, I could not stand her for many reasons. But the literal reasons I almost broke, like it was an ex-boyfriend, was because I had Grey's Anatomy moments and I had no one to talk to. Those were the reasons. So Grey's Academy came along and I started listening. And then I was like, hold on, I think these are my people. And then I found out that the best co-host, Carmen, is a Scorpio. I was sold. And then I was like, Patreon me, give it all. These are my people. I can be me. And I have a sweatshirt as well. And that
love it.
That is my drop the mic moment. I also won the one and only fan Tumblr that I have at work, and I don't have it with me. But it's a very big Tumblr that says Grey's Academy on it, and I hope you guys hate. Thank you.
It is so good. I what's funny, so about that contest really quickly, there should be more contests. We're clearly slacking. I guess there was the spoily in the shirt that you posted with, you took a selfie with your prize possession here, and everyone had to like shame you into removing the post before I saw it. So
I was almost kicked out of this whole thing very early. And I will say thank you so much, you guys, for the grace that you provided me, because I sat there for so long taking different angles of the picture, and it never dawned on me that we were too early for Grey's Sloan Memorial. So I sat patiently until we made it. And then I was like, Carmen, now you have to see the picture. And everyone's like, this is your moment. Go ahead,
Janisha. I also, I'm not going to let this go too much to my head, but I am the best host. And I'm not taking any feedback at the time on that.
Unfortunately, so I agree. Sorry, Kessie. You're my second, though.
That's it. Yeah, you know, it's close. She's a close second. And then last but certainly not least, a returning guest on the podcast, Meg from California. Wait, California. I feel like an idiot. California, Seattle?
Yeah,
I feel like an idiot
now. That's where I am.
Whew, man, I got a little heartbeat skipped. I almost had a heart attack because of how much I can be an idiot. Meg, hello. Welcome.
Hello, thank you. It's so great to be back. I am coming for that best host crown. And this is my third time on the podcast, and I'm happy to come back many more. But Carmen, the reason why you think I'm from Seattle is last October, I was texting you and Kelsie a lot of photos from my trip to Seattle for
the
Hugo Awards.
Yes.
Our team, our Star Trek Lower Decks team, won the Hugo Award for best dramatic presentation, long form. No, short form. That means best episode of TV, pretty much. I'm a Grey's Academy expert because this is my third time co-hosting Grey's Academy.
I love it. It's like we're going to get to a point where, excuse me, got a little bit of this is weird. I have an orange juice burp. I love orange juice. I drink it probably every day. There's only one brand of orange juice that I will drink, though. Simply Orange. I will drink. Yes. Okay. I'm just stacking brownie points with Janisha right now.
Because at first I was like, is he basic? He's going to say Tropicana is the last orange juice? And then I'm like, Simply Orange. Okay. I have
Tropicana
that in my food right now.
Only exists if I have to go through and get McDonald's breakfast. But I feel like we're going to have to start calling.
I really apologize, but I might ask you to marry me. And if I do, please tell Jess it's nothing personal.
Listen,
literally McDonald's orange juice is the only other orange juice I accept.
Here's the thing. I can only be in relationships with Scorpios, so this is fine. This is okay.
I'll call her.
Yeah. This is going to end up being like as coveted as hosting SNL. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to figure out ways to get you guys back, and we'll have you all challenge Meg individually for that crown of most co-host.
Actually, I have a huge additional element to add to my Grey's Academy accolades. I am.
The time is over, Meg. You had your chance.
By extension, I have been living in Shondaland because I worked backstage as props master on a musical last summer with someone who has acted in an episode of Station 19. So I have acted someone who has acted with all the other people who are living in Shondaland. So I think that bumps me even higher up the list, perhaps even surpassing Kelsey at this point.
And me too. Like, honestly, I think I'm going to go ahead and drop out of this podcast. I'm done. I'm out.
Thank you, Corey Doris, for securing my top spot on this podcast.
I'll go ahead. I'll send you all the logins after this. Okay. I'll send you all the, but anyways, so now that we got that incredible introduction out of the way, I'm going to throw myself on blast one time before we jump in and we'll explain some ground rules. So, what I'm hopeful for all of this is forgiveness, okay? First off, for being late, because as Alicia pointed out, canonically, I am late to everything. And I think considering the fact that we started this only, I think, 15 minutes behind, let's see, it's 9:39, 12 minutes ago would put us at 9:27, 15 mininutes behind what Marlo set me back on, I think is pretty darn good. Kelsey would disagree, but she's also, she's a problem too sometimes, guys. That's okay.
We're all problems sometimes.
Thank you. Thank you. And I think it's a Scorpio telltale sign that we can't be on time for anything. Right, Janisha? That's like a thing. So anyways, it's my fault. I blame me. But the second thing, so here's some ground rules. I'm hopeful to get all of you guys involved a little bit with asking some of the questions. So hopefully you all have your own questions. And I know Alicia has the questions from Kelsey that you, the listeners, responded to on the Instagram. So I think we're going to try to talk for the next like 30 to 40 minutes and see what happens, but there's no holds barred. You can ask me anything. As long as there's no spoilies, and I'm just going to be surprised as you listeners are. So let's do this. Who are we starting off with? Who wants to go first? What are we doing?
I have the Google Doc. So
if you want to do the Google Doc and then I'll do the Instagram questions, that works for me.
We go back and forth.
Yeah.
So you go perfect. First.
How many questions do we have on the Google Doc?
About 13, 14.
Okay. Do you guys all have access to the Google Doc?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what we'll do. We'll start with Nisha kicking us off. Okay. We'll do a first question from the Google Doc. And then Leisha, you'll do Nisha and Leisha. This will be great. So
perfect.
Then Leisha will do an Instagram question. And then we'll have Katie do the next Google question. And then we'll have Megan do the next Google question. And then I think we'll circle back to an Instagram question. And then we'll see where we're at on time. So pick some of your favorites, okay? So Janisha,
okay,
we'll start
with
you.
I'll go first. So, rest in peace, Mark Song. What is the first scene that you think of when you hear the name Mark Sloan?
The elevator scene where it's Derek and Rose and Meredith and Addison. And he's like, Derek, my best friend in the world, you motherfucker. I bet you wish you took the stairs right now. That's like, that's one of those scenes that for sure lives rent free in my mind. I also, like, if I'm sitting here thinking a little bit in it, the scene where Derek walks in on Addison and Mark's in the shower stands out. That feels pretty iconic as a big reveal. McSteamy, yes. And then the death scene with Lexi and how they're supposed to be together forever. Those are like the scenes that come to mind the more I think about it.
I think you picked the perfect scene. Elevator is hands down gonna always be one of the best.
It's just the look on his face, because I think I said this when we recorded it too. It's as if the writers said, all right, Eric, you're gonna walk into that elevator. You have no idea what's gonna be there. And he opens the elevator and it's all four of them there. Cause it feels like a genuine reaction the way he laughs at that.
Yeah. He was taken aback.
Yeah. Yeah. So that I think knee-jerk reaction, that's my first scene that I think of when I think of Mark Sloan.
That's a good one. Okay, Alicia.
All right. So from Instagram, Lil Halo 86 says, which character from any season do you think you would be friends with in real life?
Not fucking George, guys. Sorry. I had to throw this down. Even rewatching the last the season one finale, not George. Honestly,
Steam Bus.
Team Bus.
Too soon though, maybe? Maybe too soon still.
It's been a while.
Yeah. It's been years, Carmen. honestly though, like Katie, you can attest to this because you're in the rewatch right now, or the re-listen. Also, not Team Izzy, okay? Neither of them. I don't want to hang out. Yeah. They suck. Let's see. Who would I? So the question is, who would I want to hang out with outside of?
Yes,
you're naming everyone you'll eliminate.
Yeah. I need to eliminate those two. I think current state, Alex or Jackson.
Okay.
Still.
Like.
Jackson
yes.
Still.
Listen. Even still, Jackson is wild and unhinged.
Can I do one follow-up question just for that? Because we're current and we're yes. about to talk up to this point.
Yes.
What, if that is your friend, what conversation are you having with him the next time you see him after this last episode?
Oh, Carmen's driving the getaway car.
You don't know what happened. You don't know what happened. You just know he stood up. You know that. But what conversation are you having the next time you talk to him? Because more than likely, you're somewhere in the vicinity.
I think, so here's the thing. Because I can't answer that fully yet because I need to see what happens, okay?
No, you don't. No,
well,
you
okay,
don't.
Okay, all right. Let me try.
Dear
beloved. If April says that she loves him back, I will say something to the effect of, you lucky dumb bitch. You're so lucky. And honestly, if she says she loves him too, they better get married and they better not invite Matthew. Okay. Because if it was me, I would just ruin that wedding. But if she doesn't say she loves him back, I don't know what I would say. That would I would be like, dude, you really should have run this by me first, like something. But so I will have more thoughts once we see what the next episode is.
You have to answer the question again with the next episode.
I'll definitely think about that. But yeah, I think probably Alex, for that reason, Alex might edge him out a little bit. But if Mark was still in the show, I like where Mark was headed. Obviously dude's dead. And also that was not an Eric Dane joke. That was a Mark joke. Okay. I'm sorry. Mark is dead. I'm understanding. Mark is dead. Mark died after the plane crash. Okay.
Kelsey, you can have him back.
No,
you can have him back.
No! I take it back. I'll edit it out. Just kidding. I won't edit it out. No. I never edit it out.
There are no edits.
So yeah, I think I'll go with Alex for overall for that question then.
Fair enough.
So, Katie, give me a Google Doc question.
Okay, I can't access the Google Doc without potentially messing this up. So okay, I'm just going to give you my question from the Google Doc.
Okay, perfect.
Which is not Grey's Anatomy related, but it is podcast related. And my question is, which Pokemon is your favorite out of the original 151? Because I'm old and I stopped paying attention in the 2000s.
Okay. Yeah. I will give you that answer because it's very easy. It's Charizard. But I have to tell you a story, and then I'm going to tell you a couple other favorites while we're here. I went to a card shop a couple months ago, and this was like, I think the first card shop that I had gone to since getting back into the hobby, Katie. And they're like, what cards are you looking for? And I'm like, I'm not really looking for anything. Honestly, like, I just came here to like check it out. A friend told me about the shop. If I buy anything, my wife would probably kill me because I've already bought so much shit this week. And they laugh. I thought that was funny. And they're like, okay, well, like, who's your favorite? Maybe I can show you a couple cards. And I was like, Charizard's my favorite. And they go, oh, Charizard, like a little baby. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, we just have to, everyone who says Charizard's a favorite, we have to treat him like a little child, like Charizard. And I'm like, okay, definitely not fucking buy anything from you. So I have never been back to that card shop, but good. Now it lives rent-free in my head when I say Charizard. In my head, I want to, like, shame myself and be like, Charizard. Like, but he's my favorite. It's classic. We just watched the episode, and I think it's season 2 in the Orange Islands, where Charizard gets hit with an ice beam and freezes, and Ash, like, stands on the beach with, like, rubbing his hands raw to warm Charizard back up, and that's when they become friends. So that's, like, a core memory for me, is watching Charizard finally listen to Ash. But my first ever Pokemon game was Gold and Silver. So Lugia has first, yeah, like major shout out to the Johto Pokemon, but like Lugia, I think is probably all time level, and then Umbreon is like got it, it's GOAT status for me. So I just had to call those out. And then before we move on, Katie, I have to know what's your favorite Pokemon then?
Jigglypuff, because it's pink and it sings.
Hell yeah, hell so. Yeah,
it's I really cute. It.
I love it. All right, Meg, your, or wait, yeah, Meg, your turn. I was like, what order did I even say? I don't even remember. Who fucking cares?
If you could pick a storyline where you could swap one Scrubs character in for one Grey's character, who would you switch out and how would it change the story?
Fuck! Whose question was this? Was this your question?
This was my question.
That's a good question. Shit. And I'm actually an episode or two. I'm actually two episodes now behind on the Scrubs revival. Fuck. Okay. Okay. Say it again to really let me lock this in. One more time.
If you could pick a storyline where you could swap out one Scrubs character for one Grey's character, who would you switch out and how would it change the storyline? You can decide if it's a Scrubs episode or a Grey's episode that you're swapping.
Okay. It's not going to be one singular episode, but it is going to be a storyline.
Okay.
I love Richard Webber. Okay. Actually, you know what? I'm already amending my answer because I don't want to lose Richard Webber.
You can't lose Richard Webber.
Just for one storyline, he could come back.
No, hold on. This is the whole show. I'm taking it one step further. I'm swapping out a character for character.
Permanent.
I'm swapping out Owen Hunt for for Dr. Cox. John, I think it's John C. McGinley is him. McGinley is either Dr. Cox or the janitor. And I'm putting Dr. Cox in there instead of Owen Hunt because, man, he would make sense for some of the goofier storylines, but he would be such a way better chief of surgery, even though he's not even, he's the chief of medicine, I think, in current times. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'd be willing to go so far as if I can't take that and I could only have him in like, recurring characters, I would sub out Dr. Kelso and I would get either one of them in the show. But I think getting rid of Owen Hunt overall and swapping in Dr. Cox is my choice.
When Dr. Cox and Christina get along.
Do they end up together?
It's the exact same storyline. They get married and they fuck all the time. Incredible. Okay. But it's Dr. Cox's personality, not Owen Hunt's personality.
Yes.
So they still fight. Christina is still crazy. They still like do the thing where she randomly bones the guy in Minnesota. Like all that stuff still happens. Dr. Mr. Feeny is still all there.
Well, would Dr. Cox send them on an unsafe plane? I don't think he would. Carmen, I think you just saved everyone who went down in the plane crash.
Maybe I just saved everyone. Maybe I just retroactively changed. I retconned the entire show with one casting choice. But if I can go like a specific storyline, oh man, that's tough. I have such a hard time remembering all the storylines.
Well, would it be related to Owen Hunt then?
I'm trying to think of like a casting, like one specific storyline that really stuck with me. like an episode, like a singular episode.
How would Owen Hunt handle the rabies storyline?
I don't know. That's wild. Yeah, I think I like my choice. I think I'm going to go with that. But what I would say is if I could swap, like just a character for a one-off cameo, I would like to have JD in an episode as like a side person. Or actually, if I could switch Dr. Stark out completely, but it's JD.
Okay.
And it's nice. It's instead of Stark being an asshole, it's just JD being like a goofy gooby all the time. So he's like a recurring character too. So I think I feel good with those answers, but great question. Scrubs, sorry listeners out there, Scrubs still is better than Grace. But here's the thing, they're not even comparable. This is a purely me opinion. You can't even really, they're not even in the same category. So for what that's worth. All right. So what we'll do is we'll just do that round robin again. So Alicia, do a question from Instagram, and then we'll do Janisha, and then Alicia from another Instagram question, then Katie, and then Meg. So, but if any of you guys need to like text Katie a question, or if there's another question you can remember off the top of your head, Katie, make sure you're getting that in too. So Alicia, take it away with another Instagram question.
Okay, so we have Rook Tixing. I don't know, man. What was your favorite Grey's plot point so far? And least favorite.
Least favorite is, I don't want to piss people off with this, but I'm gonna just do it. Well, no, actually, I take that back. I was about to piss people off. This is a very easy question. The fucking deer. When Izzy saved the deer. I almost just pissed everyone off. You know what I was gonna say with the whole Denny storyline. Anything with Denny.
Listen, your second.
But hold on. It's only because of how unbelievable it is with Izzy and Denny falling in love so quickly. And then the LVAD wire, and then Izzy having no ramifications.
I actually just went through that on my rewatch. I think the only part of that that's the most crazy is the whole 8 million. Like that part, it's like, okay, this is like a little fairy tale.
And they don't even use the clinic anymore. They don't even use it.
Okay, but
this
how many
was
times
all
have
for
you
nothing.
Said it doesn't that make the hospital did any money, Carmen?
I don't. Yeah, whatever. I don't. Katie, what were you going to say? Save me from saying something more.
I said,
more.
How many times have you said that the moment of like ghost Denny and Izzy in the hall where they're like passing each other is like the best like cinematography? But we wouldn't get that if we didn't have Denny.
That's a good point. That's why it got bumped in favor of the fucking deer.
Yeah. As someone who like revives people regularly, I don't think you could do it to a deer.
I mean, I don't know.
And I also wouldn't. I would never go outside and revive a deer. So I'm better
what
than Izzy.
What annoyed me was how like she was just so aggressive about saving it. And it was just like, let the deer go. We passed deer on the side of the road.
It was a metaphor.
Yeah, it was a metaphor for fucking being dumb, Izzy Stevens.
And yet
sorry,
the
I just took a bite of pizza.
She couldn't save was George.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was also dying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, okay, that's a good point, Katie, with the cinematography. I do still love that. Full disclosure. I forgot about that scene when I was about to start shitting on Denny. So clearly I'm not in the right headspace. I'm doing my best here. But no, that is a great scene. That's a great call out. That whole episode with the, I think that's the same one with Meredith seeing Ellis die, right? That's all that episode. That is a good episode. And that's actually
and the bomb guy that you killed.
Yeah, Dylan.
Yeah.
I remember. Whoa! Yeah. I killed you. Whoa, yeah. Whoa, he's dead. He's gone. That episode is a rewatch candidate for sure. I would go back and need to redo a rewatch on
and
that.
It honestly
would you do the whole
it.
Three-parter? I'm
it
sorry, Jordan.
Ooh, whole three-parter. Forgot it was a three-parter.
I actually skip those episodes every time I rewatch, and I've rewatched like easily 25 plus times through Grey's Anatomy, and I skip that storyline every time.
1 minute. Can we take 1 minute? How in the world? This is the episode where freaking Addison is like, hey, Derek, I'm here.
And that was not the she he was talking about.
Yes, that was like, come on. The she he was talking about.
Dang, I forgot.
That's not the fairy.
That is the bomb.
We're talking about the fairy episode.
No, I'm talking about the fairy.
The ghosts.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the fairy. The bomb is good. I skipped the fairy crash and the dead.
I take it back.
I remember that the bomb episode was two episodes because it ended with Meredith running in and putting her hands in there, right? Yeah.
What did I do?
But yeah, that's a great call out. I do love when Adele's like, that is
not the she.
Yeah, so that's a good one. But yeah, I think I'd probably do, I could do the three-parters. That could be a fun rewatch. Yeah.
What was
I
don't even,
did I answer the question?
Best?
Oh yeah,
what was
worst.
The best?
Okay,
your
so worst storyline is the deer.
Yeah.
Favorite storyline. Okay, give me a second to think about this here. There's so many that I don't remember. I could tell you the most traumatizing one is the guy trying to get to Mexico with the kid.
Yep.
For sure.
What?
When Barry's in, like, help. Yeah.
When the girl dies in his arms and he's like, yeah. That's most traumatic for sure. And actually now I have to go lay with Marlo after this and just hold her for like 20 minutes in bed.
Absolutely.
I'm not a parent. I'll leave it alone.
That's fair. Best storyline, favorite storyline. I won't call this necessarily a storyline, but I will say right now the arc. This is tough. I'm gonna cop out a little bit on this because it's not one storyline, but it's arcs. I loved the fact that I hated Mark so much and grew to love him, and he was one of my favorite characters. And I will also give a shout out to Alex's arc because Alex annoyed me and now he's my favorite character on the show. And I would be friends with him outside of if this was real. If Alex Karev was a real person and he's like, hey, you're a person named Carmen, let's go hang out. I would hang out with them. So I think that the favorite storyline is when I can get one over on character development, that's like a pretty big deal. So Mark or Alex's arc to hero from heel. Most traumatic is the guy with his daughter trying to go to Mexico and she dies in his arms. Worst storyline / least favorite storyline is Izzy saving the fucking deer. So,
all
right. I hope I answered that question. And then was that an Instagram one?
Yes.
Okay. Katie, give me another question from Google if you can get it, or if you have any of the Instagram questions, I'll take one of those.
I can give you another one of my questions, which was, or it's kind of a future-ish predicting question, but is there any storyline that you can think of that the writers could do that would make you like want to stop watching or like really piss you off?
Yes. And I've given this a little bit of thought. Okay. I want to see, I don't know who's on the show still. Okay. The only one that I know for sure is gone is Meredith because she's left the show officially. And that's like a whole big deal. Okay. So, I need a character of the following. If they're going to leave the show, I need them to not be just, I don't want them to be Dylan'd. I don't want them to be Georged, okay? I want them to have like a hero send-off where they get to go into the distance. They get to go live their life, okay? So, Derek, Richard, Christina, or Alex. Okay. I think if I could live with I could live with one of them getting exploded. I could live with one of them getting shot by another Gary Clark. I need two of these four to go off in a hero send-off where they get to live their life. I need a couple of people to live in the show and live outside of the show and get a goodbye that they've earned for the amount of time that they've put into the show. Five. Bailey's in that list too. So of some of those original characters, I think they've earned it. I think we got, which is fine. Ultimately, we got a shitty goodbye for Izzy and George kind of when he's in his military thing at the end. I think that's the last time we see George. Maybe. Okay. That's their equivalent of a hero send off, whatever. But I need like, if you've seen Scrubs, I need like the end season 8 finale where JD's walking through the corridor and he gets this, like, I'm getting goosebumps talking about it. I'm going to go watch it after this. I need at least two of those five to get a hero goodbye. And if they kill all fucking five of them as lambs to the slaughter, I think I would be like, Kelsey, I don't think I have it in me to keep watching.
That's
so
fair.
That's that for me. I get the drama. I get the flair. I get the what the fuck moments. I get it. That makes total sense. And like, yeah, crazy the way George died. Crazy the way that Lexi and Mark died. Although Mark got a little bit of a hero send off because he gets to come back for an episode, you know?
He
got to say his goodbyes.
Scene of that one where he's like taking his selfie of the camera and it like freeze frames, like cry every time.
Yeah. So
Jackson doesn't make it.
Yeah.
With the baby.
Yeah. That also still kills me. So to answer your question in summation, I think if all of those five original characters don't get a send off, and they're just used for dramatic jumping the shark, I would be disappointed. Does that answer your question, Katie?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. Now, I'm committed and I have to fucking watch this show because I'm legally contracted now to do so. I wouldn't even be sad. I'd be mad. I'd be mad and I would be resentful for having to continue watching a show that dishonored the characters in that kind of way, I think. So. All right, Meg, next question. That's a great one. That's a good one.
Which medical cases still haunt you? Either the grossest or the most unbelievable?
Susan dying of the sneeze is pretty scary. The hiccups, yeah. Going in for hiccups and coming out dead. And then watching Thatcher slap Meredith. That's pretty haunting.
Yeah. Of all things, can we have a Thatcher 15 second? The freaking nerd. We can curse?
We can. Fuck.
The fucking nerd of this troll ass man. Meredith, because I just saw the episode where Meredith went to his house and asked why he left, and that coward of a man said, I just couldn't deal with your mom, so I abandoned you.
Yeah.
And you have the nerve to slap her for blaming her on whatever he thought, but at the end of the day, she should have punched him in his shit.
Because this was only fair. Like 4 or 5 episodes after Ellis had died as well. So like,
yep.
Meredith has it bad all around that season.
Yeah, it's not good. It's overall very bad.
So bad.
Yeah, I Thatcher, whether it's Thatcher or Cyrus, he's a poopy. He's a poopy butt.
It's the same person.
Yeah, it is the same person. So yeah, I'm, you know, I'm whatever on Thatcher. It's fine. And I'm glad he's no longer, I mean, technically he could be in the show still. We just haven't seen him. Who knows? I don't know. What was it? What were we talking about? What was the question? So the haunting storyline.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And then,
any see, that have been really gross that you remember?
Really gross things I can't think of, but what I will tell you is anytime I see things with eyes, I don't like it. Anytime I see them do the lasers or, there was a case where the eye started to swell up. And if it would have popped, I would have been, I think I would have fainted. If the eye would have swollen and exploded, I'd have been toast.
Isn't that when Leah came in and was still helping out and then she did the little thing or something?
Maybe, or maybe I'm not making this up, right? Like an eye like swelled up, yeah. Right?
Or was that from House, that one episode of House?
Maybe, I don't even know.
No, that was House.
I feel like Janisha's onto something with Leah. I feel like there was an episode where an eye got super swollen too. But I honestly, but just it doesn't matter anything with eyes. I'm fucking done. I don't like it. I don't like the eye stuff. But the hiccups, going in for the hiccups and coming out dead is traumatic.
There was
sure
the one eye thing where they had to like put the needle in to relieve the pressure from behind the
That's
eye.
That's what I'm saying. It's like they had to do something where it was like just do
or else
this,
he was gonna lose his vision.
Else was panicking or something.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I thought
either.
It was earlier like on though. I thought it was like George era, but I could be wrong. Or Lexi era.
I do think it was early. Yeah, I think it was early.
I thought you were Lexi gonna say good there. In the hands.
No,
it's when Mark is dating the ophthalmologist. The bus crash happens with the pencil in the eye.
Yes. And yes. The kids. Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And then the girlfriend's like, oh, Lexi, did I do okay? Like, because Derek was there or something.
My eye hurts now.
Yeah, same.
all right. I don't know whose turn it is for a question.
Janisha's turn.
All right, let's do it.
So this is my question. And I'm going to hold you to the fire with this.
Oh, boy.
Why do you refuse to watch Private Practice if you love Addison so much? And when will
Carmen.
You watch at least one episode?
Man.
So the first one is, why aren't you doing it if you so-called love Addison?
Okay.
I think
we've had enough. We can go ahead and call it a night, everyone. Let's go ahead and sign off.
This is called Ask Carmen Anything.
Okay. All right. So, okay. The first half was, say it one more time.
Why do you refuse to watch Private Practice if you so-called love Addison?
I feel like I might have said this either in passing on Grays or... Maybe I didn't. Maybe it was on one of the Patreon episodes. I have found Private Practice Addison very problematic.
Only the Private Practice.
Only the Private Practice version of Addison.
Not the one who cheated on Derek with his best friend Mark.
That was with Mark. I mean, you guys saw
in
Mark,
my,
right?
In my truth.
He's like
my
a
truth,
rite of passage.
my truth is that Private Practice Addison slept with Mark, not Gray's Addison. But I think also so many of the characters on Private Practice are problematic in ways that I find annoying that the show became hard to watch.
It is a different style.
It's a different style. I think also too, like I really very early on, I could see myself in some of these characters in Grays, like versions of Carmen that had existed in life through some of their personality styles. And I actually, it's one of the reasons I think I like Alex a lot and I like Joe a lot is because they had kind of these rough, tough upbringings, and I feel a little bit of a kindred spirit to some of those pieces. I have a hard time relating when I think about all of the wealth and the beachside California homes.
Can't really. Or, surfing on your lunch break.
Yeah. And like the, who was, Taye Diggs' character?
Yes.
What's his name?
A husband.
Why am I blanking?
Sam?
Sam.
Yeah.
So
Naomi's
like,
husband.
Then yeah. there's like the Sam and Addison storyline, and then it's like, I don't know. It's they I feel like they tried to do too much with characters that never landed with me. But there was some dramatic moments that I really enjoyed. I enjoyed some of the Cooper moments. I enjoyed some of the psychologist lady.
Violet,
and then the other guy who's the like the herbal medicine doctor guy. Who's
you know
it?
What I just realized? I don't know if it was the Kit and Peanut person, but that if there was something happening between our co-hosts, that Kelsey would be the Addison, right? Because Naomi and Addison were friends. They went to, like, they worked together, went to school together. But then if they got a divorce and then Carmen ends up with Kelsey, that would be kind of like an Addison and
yeah.
But that's how disgusting it is. You know, like, that's how.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. So yeah. Screw you, Kit and Peanut, if that was you.
Yeah. But also. Yeah, you're right. Someone said Pete. It is Pete. So it's Pete, Cooper, Violet, Addison, Sam, Naomi, the surfer guy, Sheldon. Yeah. So anyway,
Charlotte.
Shit, I like Charlotte. I actually did like Charlotte. So anyways, I know. Yeah, seriously. So anyways, yeah, I will go back. I will watch it.
When?
What I?
One
okay,
episode.
Okay. One episode. Okay. What day are we? We're March 25th. This will release March 26th.
Where did March go?
By April 1st.
No, we're not. I'm not accepting April 1st because you're not going to fool me. I knew he was going to say I was waiting for him to say it. Mm-hmm. April 1st, absolutely not.
By Easter, April 5th, done.
Yes, I can accept April 5th.
By Easter, I will watch one episode.
And it's Easter, so you literally have to do it.
You're laying on the couch anyway.
By Easter, I will watch one more episode.
And provide us with some content. Like, you're going to do a mini episode by yourself. Don't bother Kelsey, and you need to give us at least 15 minutes of a cold open about it.
Okay, I could do this. By Easter, I could do that.
Okay.
Deal.
Next question. And,
but if I don't.
Marlo's the only excuse, and we need a doctor's note. And Jessica can sign said doctor's note, but we need a secondhand signature.
That is hilarious.
And we're gonna have Katie check the note to make sure it's authentic, because Katie will be able to tell.
That's and really
verify.
Funny.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. All right. I will try to do that by Easter, and I will make it happen.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right.
Carmen, if it makes you feel better, I've never been able to get through private practice either.
It does make me feel a little bit better. It does make me feel a little bit.
There's just too many California inaccuracies.
And that's fair. And that's fair.
Yeah.
All right. I think let's do this. So let's round it out with one more Instagram question, and then we'll do like a quick rapid fire from each of you guys as we close it out, okay? So one more Instagram question, then we'll do rapid fire.
All right. We have from our friend Karandeep.
hey!
He said, so he put it in two questions. So he said, I don't think anyone will do this, so I will. Deep breath. Waza! Uh, And then his actual question is, how exactly do you stay unspoiled? When I start something, I start seeing them everywhere.
So. Man, that is a great question. I think now my radar is just on all the time. So if I see anything Grays related, I'm like, oh shit, I can't watch that. So there's like a consciousness that's brought forward of maybe my brain is protecting me a little bit. So that's thing number one. Thing number two is like, shout out to you guys. There's a whole army of people trying to keep me safe now. So like that is huge. Nisha, I think it was actually you that said like, hey, they're doing a whole bunch of ads on like Hulu or something at one point. So I had to be careful there. I started seeing billboards for Grays that I needed to not look at billboards, like on my drive to work. So yeah, so like that's I think tough, but that's a credit to all of you guys, the listeners. And also this is what's crazy. I'm not putting any ideas out there, but we haven't pissed anyone off so much so that they message me going, here's who dies next. Right. Yeah, me too. Like, we haven't had anyone get so pissed at usually our political statements that they're like, well, fuck you then. You don't like Donald Trump? Well, here's a fucking spoiler. This is how Derek explodes, and it is like Dylan, motherfucker.
Whoa!
He's dead!
My truth is that people who like Donald Trump don't watch Grey's Anatomy.
True. Well, we've had a couple people who you know, have said that they're Republicans and have stopped listening, which, like, you know, that's your prerogative. So
great.
But even then, they understand it. They're just silently going the way.
Yeah. So, so that's, I think that's how I've been able to stay spoiler free for so long. All right. So we'll do Katie, Meg, Janisha, and then Alicia. You'll get to ask the last final round question, and then we'll close. So, Katie, rapid fire question. Go.
What has been your favorite part of the podcast journey so far? Not so much the show, Grays, but of doing this podcast.
You guys, easy. It is. It's easily like I have to shout them out in another episode too. But they're let's see, who was it? Just I was messaging them, Charlie. So I will just say Charlie. You know who you are, but from Sweden. And like they sent me, like, look at this. There was like a lot of like long messages here and like a lot of love. They sent me a picture of a shark when they were diving in the Philippines, like cool shit. So like that to me for sure is like, that's the best part of the show is the listeners and getting to make real relationships with people like you guys. Great question. Meg, you're up. Rapid fire.
Congratulations. You've just been hired at Grace Sloan Memorial. What is your specialty?
I feel like, oh man, I kind of want to say that I would be neuro because that feels like a very fun specialty to be.
Katie, but
I think honestly though, like I'd probably want to be in like general. Like there's something badass about Bailey and Weber and Meredith, and they're like, I can kind of plug a hole anywhere and make anything happen. Mm-hmm. Definitely would not want to be peds, definitely would not want to be ortho. Cardio. Like it's cool, cardio. But I don't want to do cardio. I think
I have seen a heart beating and it is really cool to see a heart beating from outside the body.
That's very fucking cool. So yeah, I think one of those two I would be okay with.
Nice.
I definitely also wouldn't want to be a penis doctor. What's that? A urologist?
I don't want to be a urologist.
All right, Janisha, rapid fire question.
My turn. So would you rather be operated on by Mr. Feeney before he or Dr. Burke while he had his tremor?
Ooh.
Okay.
So Feeney, the same surgery that he went out on, and or Dr. Burke while he was still dealing with his trauma.
Is Christina present for both of these surgeries still?
Oh. Yes. Because she was there for both. So yeah.
She'd be your backup either way. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because she was there for,
So either. So really this is either I kill Dr. Feeney or Christina does my surgery.
Like which patient would you rather be?
I mean, Burke didn't he ruin someone's like musical career? Did he like ruin a piano player? Or am I also getting in a Scrubs?
He took a pacemaker out of his favorite person violinist, and then he died.
Yeah. That wasn't his fault.
It was messing up his music. No.
You know, I think I'm going to go with Dr. Feeney because that guy was sharp all the way until he died. He was like, I'm a surgeon and I'm damn good at it, and now I'm dead. There was no in between. Like, Burke could have gotten at any point just had a tremor and nicked something, and then now I'm toast. So I think I'm going with Feeney. I think I'm going with Feeney, but now knowing that I killed him would be a bummer.
Yeah, he's dying regardless. Does that
he's help? Dying regardless. Yeah, okay. It helps a little bit. Yeah, it helps
a little
bit.
What's his time?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Alicia, take us home. Rapid fire question.
I'm going to send us out real sweet. Build your dream ice cream sundae.
Okay. Nice. All right. Okay. I need to caveat this with something, and then I will share a story with you guys. Cotton Candy Blizzard from Dairy Queen is the only ice cream that is actually worth eating in the entire world.
Ugh.
Okay.
Horrible.
Reserve all of your judgments there.
No,
okay.
I judge you.
Explain.
That's not real ice cream.
I love cotton candy. And now let me share a story because I recognize that not everyone has cotton candy. So I need to be able to, I want to build my own perfect sundae and it will not involve cotton candy at all, actually. So I went to, I got home the other night and Jess took Marlo to Dairy Queen and, did I share this story on the podcast already? I can't remember. Jess goes to Dairy Queen. She gets me a cotton candy blizzard and she leaves it in the freezer for when I get home. I was working late. I come home, I take a bite and I'm like, ugh, this is fucking terrible. This is all I've ordered from Dairy Queen for the last 10 years. I know what it tastes like. Okay. So I go and I drive to Dairy Queen because it's like 15 minutes from my house. They close in like 30 minutes. I'm fucking getting my cotton candy blizzard. I'm fucking getting it. So I drive back there and I'm like, guys, I'm so sorry. My wife was here. I have a picture and a charge on my Apple card to prove at 7:05 they were here. Make this again for me. And they're like, okay, no problem. So they make it. And she's like, do you want to try it before you leave? And I was like, yes, I do. So I try it, still tastes like shit. And I'm like, yo, dude, I don't want to be a snob, but like this tastes like shit. And they're like, okay, I'll make it again. And I was like, please, I'm so sorry.
No, machine, something's wrong with the machine.
Can you clarify what part of it was bad?
Yeah, too much flavor, wrong with it?
Wrong flavor, texture?
It tasted like there were sprinkles in there where the cotton candy bits should be, but it tasted almost like a resin. I also don't like big red gum, you know, cinnamony gum. I don't like that. It tasted like someone put a little bit of big red gum with sprinkles and then cotton candy pieces in there. It was like it was a taste of shit. Okay. It was really not good.
Yeah. That is not the same.
So, yeah, it's not. So I go back and I'm like, look, can I get something different? And she's like, yeah, no problem. But she's like, let me check something. She goes to the place where the cotton candy syrup is. Inside where the cotton candy syrup should be is cherry syrup. So they didn't even make. So someone had not filled the wrong syrup. No. It was actual feces, guys. No, it was just the cherry syrup, but she switched it out. She put cotton candy syrup there and it was perfect. It was amazing. and then I went to a Pokemon vending machine and then got nothing. So that's my cotton candy Dairy Queen story. The perfect Sunday is going to be
rapid fire is going great.
Rapid fire is going great. okay. Shots fired. Fuck. We should have had a timer. Okay. Vanilla ice cream. Caramel drizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Marshmallow drizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Cookie dough.
Oh, yes.
Oreos. And I think that's it.
More you got to do more caramel.
Yeah. One more row of
you got to drizzle the.
Is
your base like soft serve or hard ice cream? Like soft serve ice cream or hard ice cream?
So
I like it hard.
Me too.
Nice.
Carmen.
We couldn't make it through this episode without one sexual reference.
That's exactly how I meant it anyways, Carmen.
I think I do like soft serve, but in my brain, maybe this is just me. My go-to sundae, I'm building this at a Cold Stone Creamery for some reason.
So
absolutely, because you know what ice cream is.
I used to work at a Cold Stone.
The base vanilla ice cream, it's the vanilla sweet cream ice cream is what I'm using. I'm using the base vanilla sweet cream ice cream.
100%. I used to make all the time when I worked there was I would do coffee ice cream with peanut butter, and then I would do walnuts and caramel and top with whipped cream, and I swear it's life-changing.
Can we just finish and do our Cold Stone orders and finish it?
Let's do it.
But let me just also say nuts do not belong on desserts, and I'm so sorry.
Too bad. Yay. So sad.
That's wrong.
Yeah, you went down a little bit, Carmen, but that's okay. So my Cold Stone that I used to do was base strawberry, and I would mix in brownie, caramel, and gummy bears.
Whoa, interesting.
And gummy bears, mix it all together, let me sit in the corner, I'm happy. I haven't had one in so long, but that was it.
Your turn,
Megan.
All right, go ahead, Meg.
Vanilla sweet rapid cream. Fire. Mine's pretty basic. Vanilla sweet cream, chocolate chips, peanuts, caramel drizzle.
Ooh, again with the nuts. Goodness. Okay. All right. Fun, though. Fun. So, Katie, your turn.
So I'm in Canada, and we don't have Cold Stone, which is a travesty. We very briefly did, and it was in the Tim Hortons, like, restaurants, which, like, I think you guys have Tim Hortons, but, like, I don't know who thought that was a good idea. So I've only ever had it, like, once when I went to Florida as a child. But I am a vanilla girl all the way with, like, cookie dough or, like, Oreo.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like nuts in desserts, but not ice cream because I don't want my ice cream to be crunchy. Mm. So,
so y'all don't have marble slab either?
No.
I don't know what a marble slab is.
That's like what Cold Stone is.
Okay. Okay.
It's literally just like Cold Stone, but not. But okay. That was
the only other regional ice cream that I can think of is one that's I think it's in the Midwest, but it's more like the Great Plains Midwest, not the Great Lakes Midwest. Is called Whitey's, and they have a s'mores. It's called Graham Central Station, and it is so good. If I'm not gonna get a sundae from Cold Stone, and I'm not gonna get a DQ Blizzard cotton candy, I'm getting Graham Central Station. Shout out to any Whitey's fans in the Midwest. It's like an Iowa, Illinois, Iowa, like a Minnesota or Wisconsin.
My mom
it's like
likes
the,
custard. She likes
oh fuck
whiz.
Yeah, custard. Hell
she
yeah,
loves custard.
Custard. Yep, that's a Culver's. That's another Midwest thing.
Ooh, Culver's right
Culver's
down the street.
Is good.
Mm. Mm.
Shout out to yes, Culver's.
Jeez. Wow, this was awesome. I could probably talk for another 12 hours with you guys. This was so fun. but I'm not going
we
to because
to
now
work.
I Now I have to be at work at 7 o'clock in the morning tomorrow in Chicago downtown.
It's almost midnight here, and I have to work also in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. And you're just sitting in your car like a champ over there. I hope your butt is okay. Like my butt would be asleep.
Oh no, I'm great.
There you go. I really appreciate you guys. This was so fun. Kelsey has a big fat IOU for me, so you better believe I'm taking 2 weeks off sometime soon. But, you know, I really had to, in Janisha's words, be the best co-host here, the best host on Grays. So I had to step up and support our dear friend. So thank you, guys. This was really awesome. And everyone, if you see me walking down the street, please remember, no spoilies. We appreciate you all so much. And we'll see you all in the next one.